USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Former President Donald Trump is the winner of the Republican New Hampshire primary. Trump defeating former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Earlier, Haley said the primaries are a marathon, not a sprint, while looking ahead to the next contest. Freezing rain and snow are causing headaches for millions of Americans in the Midwest today. The National Weather Service says icy roads and possible power outages are possible from Kansas up to Maine. Illegal immigrants continue to enter the country across the southern border, but a bipartisan border deal could soon be coming. Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins says the price tag will likely pass $14 billion. But some GOP lawmakers want to see the text of the bill before they consider it. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby is calling on House Republicans to act.
The idea that we don't have a plan or a strategy or we're not taking this seriously is just not borne out by the facts. And, you know, again, if the folks on the House Republican side are serious about border security, and they claim they are, then they should act on the supplemental request and, you know, let's negotiate this in good faith.
And regarding that supplemental bill, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, reminds everyone on the House floor.
I don't want to lose track of what the rest of the supplemental is about. I mean, the world is basically at war.
United Airlines CEO Scott Kirby is disappointed in Boeing's recent issues that have led to United planes being grounded. Kirby saying on CNBC that Boeing needs real action to fix its reputation. The FAA launched an investigation into Boeing and ordered the grounding of close to 200 Boeing 757 MAX 9 aircraft after a door plug panel flew off an Alaska Airlines flight earlier this month. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
President Biden is requesting $110 billion in total aid for Israel and Gaza, Ukraine, the Indo-Pacific, along with immigration reform. The figurative doomsday clock is staying the same this year, according to the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. The clock's annual update is used to represent the threat of a man-made global catastrophe. CEO of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists, Rachel Bronson, spoke about the clock.
Last year, we expressed amplified concern by moving the clock to 90 seconds to midnight, the closest to global catastrophe it has ever been. The risks of last year continue with unabated ferocity and continue to shape this year.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in Nigeria meeting with officials to strengthen relations between the two nations. The secretary talks about Africa alongside Nigerian Foreign Affairs Youssef Tugur, saying that in part the United States is committed to strengthening genuine partnerships on the continent.
Nigeria, as Africa's largest country, largest economy, largest democracy, is essential to that effort.
Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin made his first public appearance after his hospitalization on Tuesday. Austin participating in a virtual meeting Tuesday with nations providing Ukraine with military assistance. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.